USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A severe storm outbreak in the east and south has been bringing widespread damaging wind, hail, flooding, and the possibility of isolated tornadoes. This D.C. resident says he'll play it safe.
Yeah, I got a small office, only a couple people there, but I'm taking the metro, so it's just fingers crossed that works out.
The FAA implementing several ground stops on the east coast because of the weather on Monday. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case. A former FBI official who was a key investigator in the alleged Trump-Russia ties is himself expected to plead guilty to charges of illegally working for a Russian oligarch. A court order shows Charles McGonigal is currently in talks. He was indicted earlier in the year on conspiracy and money laundering charges. Families of service members killed during the chaotic pullout in Afghanistan are demanding more answers. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son at the Kabul airport.
The Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Several family members shared testimony Monday at a congressional forum in California. It's going to cost more to get your kids ready to go back to school this year.
Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids. This shopper saying,
we're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Director William Friedkin is dead at the age of 87. He's best known for directing the Oscar-winning film The French Connection and The Exorcist. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. is helping Americans leave Niger amid a military takeover of that African country. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Monday more than 100 U.S. citizens have evacuated from the country, many of them taken out last week. Tyson Foods is shutting down 4 more U.S. chicken plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company's also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower cost protein alternatives because of inflation. The company has also been cutting jobs and closing certain chicken processing units in order to keep costs under control. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooters under arrest for allegedly making terroristic threats. Nathan Cruz reportedly told his sister that he wanted to pull off a mass shooting, too. She went to the San Antonio cops, who took him into custody. A copy of the arrest warrant says Cruz was drunk at the time, but his family was concerned because he lives near an elementary school. On a lighter note, President Biden's cracking jokes about his age. While hosting World Series champions the Houston Astros at the White House Monday, Biden made the joke while praising team manager Dusty Baker.
Dusty, it wasn't easy. People counted you out saying you're past your prime. Hell, I know something about that.
Biden's faced questions over whether he's fit to serve as he seeks re-election at the age of 80. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.